Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio,
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio.
Entertain.
With your host.
Rich Money.
Don't keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me,
let's go.
Follow me, yeah. Follow me.
Let's go.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Death. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and sack. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and sack. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
Can't hear you. Welcome to another episode of GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, with your host, Rich Money and Storm. Rich Money, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Welcome,
okay, welcome. Okay. I had a little technical difficulties right there. But we want to thank everybody for coming back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money. And with me, I have the beautiful Storm in the building.
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
You know what? I've been doing pretty good. Had a blast for my birthday, a blast. Thanks to Miss Lavina Polite, my wife. You know, and everybody that helped on the scenes for my birthday. 50, the big 50. Yes, I am waiting for my AARP card. Yes, I is. I don't wake up at 8 They told me that AARP card is a beautiful thing, you know? Yeah, but we definitely got a spectacular show for y'all tonight. We got one of the hottest up-and-coming artists in the building, my man Picasso B, and we're going to play his smash hit, Doing My Thing. Well, not doing, Do My Thing. Let me get it correctly. Do My Thing. And, you know, we got some other little hits on the side. Some of them, if you want us to play them, we definitely will. But his boy is off the easy. He's definitely taking the rap game to a whole nother level. I heard some of the music, and it's crazy. It's sick. He's definitely getting it in. We definitely going to get to Picasso. But Storm, let us know what's going on with you real fast before we bring Picasso on.
Everything's good. Everything's good. Working hard, you know, trying to recoup from the party. Everything's been doing pretty good. The shows are doing amazing. And just excited to be back on the air with you on Friday night, Rich Money. It's always a pleasure.
Okay.
Short and sweet, right? Short and sweet. We got we do have Picasso holding to go on the air. So we're definitely ready for tonight's show. You know, we got some of his songs, and we're definitely, you know, definitely the number to call, 563-999-3577. You have to press 1 to go on the air. You want to give him a shout-out, give him some feedback on some of his music. But he does have, you know, a single that he's pushing hard, so you want to make sure you guys listen up to that. And, you know, he'll let us know where to get all the information from, how to support him, and we're just excited for tonight's show.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, there ain't too much more to say after that. Let's bring him on and let's see what's his next step in the music industry. All right, Dons and Divas, we have up-and-coming artist Picasso V. Picasso, are you in the building?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. What's going on, man? Appreciate y'all for having me, man. Thank you.
Picasso, what's going on, fam?
What's going on? I appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Yeah, no doubt. We definitely appreciate you. Definitely an honor. I heard some of those tracks, man. Those tracks are definitely crazy, man. They definitely are.
So thank you.
You know, we definitely going to get into, I ain't going to lie, I heard Do My Thing, but I think it's the one Distance. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, Lord, man. You went in hard body on that. I ain't going to be lying. You went in hard body on all your tracks. But, you know, everybody has their favorite. And to me, I ain't
right,
gonna lie.
Right.
Distance is my. I don't even know if you want to play that one, you know. But that's definitely my thing. Do My Thing is crazy too. That's bananas. But it's something about that distance that's like, you know, that's like that love making joy. It's crazy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate
it's crazy.
It, man.
But Picasso V, how did you come up with that name?
Well, actually, I started off in my career as Vendetta, but he was just a loose cannon. I was always getting in trouble. I wound up catching 3 years in prison, and while I had time to think in there, I was like, man, you know, if I'm going to come out a changed man, I want to come out a changed artist. And I'm like, damn, when I get out, I want to paint pictures with my music. So I'm like, yeah, Picasso, and I just added V at the end of that. You know, wouldn't be no copyright stuff or no suing it or not, but yeah, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I figured when I got out of prison, I'm like, man, I want to paint a picture with my music, and you know what I'm saying, just like Picasso, not one of his paintings was the same, and that's kind of like similar to my music, because each song is different, and each song has its own message.
I definitely feel you on that, because that Picasso V is definitely serious. I don't understand what you mean now, but I can't really hear
it
going in and out. But did you express what the V means?
The V is just, you know, that's the first letter of my name. You know what I'm saying? The first initial of my name. So and that's what I go by in the streets. Everybody called me V. So I just added the V.
Okay. All right. Now, who would you say is some of your big influences on, you know,
want to
get in the music industry?
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? As far as really watching and studying, man, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Nas, Jadakiss, J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? And the list goes on, you know what I'm saying? But those are just a few.
Okay. Now, if you had a chance to perform with just one of them, just one, who would it be and why?
Man, that's a tough one to take.
That's a tough question.
Only one, huh?
I
would have to say Wayne.
Just like on Facebook, how they put the posters
I would have to say Wayne, man. You
like, which
song? He's a high performer, you know what I'm saying? He's like an entertainer, you know what I'm saying? He's going to get crunk. He's going to get the crowd pumped up. So probably Wayne.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Lil Wayne definitely came a long way.
He's all over the place. He's definitely an entertainer. When he performs, he's all over the place, and the energy is crazy.
Right.
He's on like a different level. So, good pick. Good pick. So, tell the listeners a little bit about you. For those of you who are new to you, tell them a little bit about you.
And, you know, I'm just, you know what I'm saying, your average kid out the average neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, went through his trials and tribulations, messed up, made a bunch of mistakes, wanted to pay the price for it, you know what I'm saying, paid my dues, and, you know what I'm saying, I got a second chance at life, you know, with the grace of God, so, you know what I'm saying, I'm just trying to take that and run with it, you know.
Excellent. Now, how has the pandemic affected you?
Oh man, I think it's actually affected a lot of artists, you know, in the sense of being able to perform and being able to see your fans and interact and, you know, get paid. So I think a lot of artists really took a hit, you know what I'm saying, as far as being able to be outside. But luckily, you know what I'm saying, things are back open. So, you know what I'm saying, you kick the door in.
That's right. Now, while the pandemic was going on, were you able to, like, write more, were you able to record more music, or pretty much were you just using, you know, did you use that time to just elevate what you're doing so far? Or were you able to make music?
I was a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep myself active. I try to keep myself busy, and, you know, especially lately. And during the pandemic, we were getting everything set up. So, you know what I'm saying, now that everything's into play, it's just been a lot of footwork, a lot of grind work, and a lot of, you know what I'm saying, promoting and a marketing.
Excellent. And definitely, shout out to the person that did your website. It's definitely official. Just saying, it's official.
That's
the
website. Good
team. It's really nice.
And I'm blessed.
Yeah, it's really nice.
What's actually the first thing that comes to mind when you step in that pool?
Be myself. You know what I'm saying? Just be free. You know what I'm saying? But most importantly, have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you stop having fun with it, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying? You could be serious, motivated, focused, and whatnot, but you always got to have fun with it, too. You know what I'm saying, man? You got to love what you do.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You definitely got to have fun with it. I've been in the music industry over 20 years. Everything in Rock Him label with PM Profile. I did stuff with Daz Effect, Rob Swinger. It's just a point of dealing with the right people in the music industry. Because you got people
right.
That'll sell you dreams and, you know what I mean, people that'll tell you this and tell you that and get you a hype. And the next thing you know, it's like, all right, this is another downfall. I even had Jeff Robbins, but he told me he was working with a girl. But by being young, you know, that's why you got to have patience in the music industry as well. But being young, I told Jeff Robbins, yeah, I knew him, you know. He said, yeah, when I'm working with the girl, I'm going to get with you. I was like, yeah, all right, young, knucklehead. I didn't know the girl was Alicia Keys. But, you know, that's what it comes down to. Yeah, real talk. You know, and that's what
because this game's cutthroat. You know what I'm saying, man? You definitely got to have tough skin in this game, man, because it's really cutthroat, man. You got to know what you're doing, man. You got to know who you're working with, man. You know what I'm saying? And more importantly, you got to pay attention. Know what you're looking at. Know what you're signing. Know what you're doing at the end of the day, because, man,
it'll
come fighting ass at the end of the day.
That's right.
Yeah, because those little claws that you can't see, you better put on some glasses and read them.
That fine print. That fine print gets you all the time.
It does. Yeah, but it's the fine print that gets you.
Mm-hmm. It's the fine print. So.
Wow. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how long have you been in the music industry? I know you said you've been there 3 years, you know, but how long have you been in the music industry? Like,
I'd say a couple of years, 2-3 years.
Excellent. And you did all this in three? Okay. And where have you performed?
I've performed a bunch of places, but the main ones, I opened up for Lil Baby and Moneybagg Yo back in 2020 of November. So
okay.
I also got a show in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, on the 29th of October. I opened up for Chris Paul. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Getting there. We grind.
Excellent. Now, have you came to New York at all?
No, I've never been there. And it's crazy because my whole family's from there, like my dad's from the Bronx.
Wow.
Bush, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's from there. Uh-huh. I'm the only one. Actually, I was born in Jersey, in Teaneck, New Jersey. But we came down to Florida when I was like 1 or 2 years old. But everybody else, the whole fam's from New York. So.
Wow. Okay. So, of course, you know, with the right connections, got to get you up to New York to perform, too. I mean, the COVID numbers are still up there, you know. But we're just hoping and praying everything stays open and the numbers don't go too high, you know, for this where they shut us down again. But, you know, definitely with the right connections, got to get you up to New York, have you perform, you know, open up here or something.
Definitely. It would definitely be a pleasure and an honor. So I can't wait. I look forward
Excellent.
To it.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to work on that. All right. Go ahead.
Now, I know Do My Thing, that's the one you're pushing hard, you understand? And we definitely going to play that. But, you know, we also have, you know, some other songs from you. You know, we're not just going to play one, you know. I'm going to let you decide on which one you want to play before we play Do My Thing. Because the lines is lit up, you know what I mean? People,
well,
you
know what I'm saying? I think you already spoke before, man, so I think we're going to go with Distance, man. You know what I'm saying? You already spoke before, you know what I'm saying, man? So I got to do it for you, man. I got to do it for you, bro.
I got to let you know, you know what I mean? All right, Dawgs and Divas, this is my man Picasso B in the building. This is his track, Distance. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment is fun of you.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You love passerby, yeah. I don't wanna hurt anybody, cause they gon' hit me with life. The judge don't give a fucking prosecution, rating is high. Don't wanna hear no excuses, so baby, don't even try. And when you tell me you love me, I know it's just all a lie. With these emotions in the air and all the memories that we share, you gon' miss the way I kissed you, does he lick you everywhere? Fuck the money that he got, his love will just never compare. And when it's too late, you gon' realize who was there. Oh girl, loyalty is hard to find inside of this world. Only thing these bitches want is diamonds and pearls. Cause there ain't no such thing as perfect, just make sure the one you pick is really truly gon' be worth it. So before I make the move and get far away from you, all I wanna know is why you gotta do me like you do. Can't believe this shit is true, you should help me understand. Fuck it, maybe you should find another man. Don't know what's gotten into you, cause lately you've been tripping. When I lick in your system, girl, you get to acting different. You tell me that you love me, but I know that something's missing. You got niggas on the low, so I gotta keep my distance. Cause I don't wanna hurt nobody. Catch a body, yeah. I don't wanna hurt nobody. Cause if I lose it, then I might just catch a body, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's that fire right there. That's that. Yo, when I first, I ain't even gonna lie to you. Do my thing is my joint too, but this joint right here, I just laid back and I was like, yo, what the? That's fire right there, man. I ain't even lying.
I appreciate it, man. Thank
you. Definitely fire, yo. The lines is lit up. You know, all y'all got to do is press that one button if you got questions you want to ask Picasso Pete. If not, you continue to just listen to the show. It's all up. What's your next step? What's the next step for you?
Oh, man, right now, man, you know what I'm saying? We just pushing a single, Do My Thing. I got a coming EP coming out sometime in November, man, called Sacrificial Lamb. You know what I'm saying? So y'all definitely stay tuned to that, man.
So the EP, you pushing Distances on it? That's
yes.
What you did, you know, beforehand.
Yeah, nah, Distance gonna be on it.
So tell us a little, because he gonna extra hard for Distance. So,
all right.
Tell us a little bit about Distance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Wow, Distance was actually it was just a spur of the moment record. You know, it was actually a personal record because it's actually something that I went through, a female, in my past. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? What better way to share that? Because I know a lot of other people go through stuff like that out there. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people can relate to that. So I'm like, yo.
This right here. Mm-hmm. And you see Rich Money, he's been playing it since he got it. So
that's love, and I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
He's playing it nonstop.
When I first heard it, I said, yo, what the? It was just something about it. You know, when you hear something, it just catches you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It just catches you. And that's that, when I played that track, it just caught me from the beginning. It's like, what the? You know, you heard the thing. I said, what the? Oh. It's just one of those tracks. So, now, let me ask you. How long did it take for you to write Distance, and how long did it also take for you to write Do My Thing?
Wow, both of those was actually pretty quick. I think Distance was a little bit faster. I think Distance, I maybe 15, 20 minutes. Wow. Do My Thing, maybe like 30 minutes to an hour. It's a, you know, the Distance was like, you know, personal, you know what I'm saying? It actually happened. So it slowed out a little bit faster and a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? So they Do My Thing too, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I just try to have fun with all my records. I try to be versatile. So I usually write my own pretty quick, man.
Now, like I said, I was in the music industry and all that. But every artist, just because you're pushing that single, that don't mean that's your favorite single. You got people that you got to talk to, you know, and see. But, you know, it's like majority rules on singles. You understand?
Right.
So as far as you completing your EP, which one is your, which one would you say is your best single that you like the best?
Ooh, man, off of the EP coming up, oof, I'd have to say probably a track called Hopeless.
Okay.
Now,
and let the people know why you figured out the name sounds serious. It's a unique name. So it got to be something serious. It got to be a strong message behind that. Because hopeless is a strong word to use. So it got to be a strong message behind that. So I'm pretty sure.
Matter of fact, Hopeless, man, it was crazy because with Hopeless, it's funny because I started fighting Hopeless during my prison sentence, and I had stopped, and when I got out, I had finished it up. So basically, it was like, okay, I wrote a verse in there, and then when I got out, it's like I wrote a verse when I got out. So it was like basically taking you through my trials and tribulations, the things I've gone through, how, you know what I'm saying, how everybody said, oh, I wasn't going to be nothing, I was going to be hopeless, you know, saying the things I had to endure for my family, you know what I'm saying, my personal life. So I think with Hopeless, and you know what I'm saying, the whole EP itself, but more so Hopeless and another song called Tired, I like really give y'all the real me, you know what I'm saying, and really get deep with it on those two songs.
Now, it sounds like your EP is mainly based on Picasso, you, what you've been through out of life and what you know what I mean. So what is actually the title of your EP? Is it Do My Thing, or is that just
the
soundtrack? I mean,
is
that just a track?
Yeah, nah, that's just a track on there. The EP actually called Sacrificial Lamb.
Damn. I hear you, man.
You're
going deep
with
it. You're going deep with it.
Yeah.
You definitely going deep with it. And that's what you mean now in the music industry, because, you know, right now in the industry, they're not sending no messages. Nobody is saying nothing. It's all mumbling rapping. You know, mumble rapping,
right,
that's all they're doing. Because even the awards, I don't know who this guy was. I don't even know his name. But, you know, my daughter, she was just up there bopping, and he on the speaker. He's saying, I said, what is he saying? I'm like, what is this guy saying? And my daughter, she's just singing away. I'm like, what the? I'm like, wow. But these young kids, that's what they like. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, every generation has its own music going by. And I feel, you know, we definitely going to push you out there because we definitely need you out there. Your music will definitely be one that will change the generation to listen to stuff. Now, but what I want to do, I want to talk about Do My Thing.
Okay.
How did you come up with that title?
Man, that, you know what I'm saying? Basically, man, when I was thinking about the concept of that, you know, whether it was, you know what I'm saying, during my career so far or, you know what I'm saying, throughout my whole life, people always told me, oh, this is how you should do it. Your way's probably not going to work. I think you should do it like this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to do it well.
That's right. That's right. Because ultimately, you have to do it for you. You know, you can't really do stuff because people say, oh, you know what? What about this? You can listen to the suggestions, but you got to follow your heart with it. You know, especially given, you know, a second opportunity, you know, to be able to be out, you know, and be able to do it. You want to do it right, and you don't want to do it any regrets. So I definitely think
you know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you definitely cannot please everybody. So you're always going to have that one person that's going to complain and have a problem with whatever you're doing. So you can't please them all.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that.
Or you'll please most of them. You definitely got some good tracks, so you'll definitely please a lot of people, you know. But so my question to you is, what would separate you from the other artists that's out there?
You know, I try to be real, you know what I'm saying, in all my music, you know what I'm saying. I try to give you guys the real me, you know what I'm saying. I don't just like to wake up and be like, yo, this is the person I have to play, or this is the person I have to portray to people or a lot of people. So, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like I bring the real me 100% of the time, so.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect.
You know what I want you to do for me? Indeed. Go ahead, Storm. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, that must be a good question. What, you trying to save that one or something?
You're trying to save that one?
Okay. Well, all right. So we're going to let Storm save that to after the track. But, Picasso, I'd like for you to introduce your next track, Do My Thing.
Man, this my new single, man, Do My Thing. It's out on all platforms, man. The video's on YouTube, man. Y'all show me some love, man. I appreciate everybody that has been showing me love. This my new single, Do My Thing. Let's go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
A check, 50 band of pirates. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. The mother asked for shit. Gotta check and put a paddock on my wrist. Got a pretty bitch who head is fire shit. Niggas plotting on me, I don't never trip. Never lose my shit, I always keep a grip. Only thing I ever press is time. They ask me how I'm doing, tell them fine. I been getting to it, always on the grind. No time for the games, I'm in and I'm out. I'm driving the bricks back south. Got a white girl driving an S-Fast van. So the turnpike straight, get a safe to the house. I'ma go to my city, I'm not Lil Vinny. No more bitch, you try me, you get it. I clean a bitch bank account, swiping her debit. She negative 800,000, I fuck up her credit. Fuck you, I said it, you told people lie, so I'm glad what I did, I don't even regret it. I know where I've been, but the question is where am I headed? They say I be dead or in prison, I'm in it to win it. Give me the crown, you got it pre-owned. I built mine from the ground. Now when I come around, I do not hear a sound. I'm tired of all the sneak diss and comments. Run up a check, 50 band of pirates. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. It's funny, they get hypnotized by that little bit of money. This shit'll get ugly, I let my hair grow. Bitches not wanna fuck me. Either I'm really that good or I'm lucky. Either way, as long as I got a check. Either way, as long as I get respect. Really shooters coming straight at your neck. This once and for all, we gon' lay this to rest. I'm the best in Bragg County, ask about me. I ain't fucking off, I'm a god. And if I ain't on your top five, then you must be crazy as fuck. But sooner or later, you'll see how I close. Ain't nobody hotter than me. I'm a mob in the streets, and I ride with the heat. Take my time on a beat, I'ma ride for a fee. Bitch, you riding for free. Top down with my shades on, I can give a fuck about a hater. They see me doing my thing now, and everybody needs favors. But it's fuck them, I don't own shit. Till I'm all kiss my ass off the tip of my dick. I'm busy getting rich, you busy doing shit. Tired of all the sneak diss and comments. Run up a check, 50 band of pirates. You pussy popping in the Maserati. Master gas and laughs cause they can't stop me. Drunk as fuck, I'm geeking off the molly. I know you love me only for my money. All you see is blue face hunters. Really try to tell them I'ma do my thing. Do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing. I'ma do my thing, do my thing, do my thing, do my thing.
You sketchy. Do my thing. Do my thing. Sketchy.
That's definitely a club banger. It's definitely a club banger.
Definitely.
Ain't no question about it. Now, as you being an artist, now have you do you get a little stage fright or anything? Do you throw on the dark sunglasses and close your eyes and all that?
Nah, you know, back then, I used to have, you know what I'm saying, I used to be nervous, not in the sense of, you know, being scared, just like, you know, basically like, damn, you know what I'm saying, I hope the people like it. But now it's just, you know, now that I'm performing more and, you know, making mistakes and learning from them and just, you know what I'm saying, bettering myself, it's like I'm just having fun with it, man, you know what I'm saying? I just try not to think about it too much, just go on stage, you know what I'm saying, like a free spirit, and just, you know what I'm saying, man, mm-hmm. just go with the flow, man, and rock the stage, man, just have fun with it.
Okay, now who does your production?
Right now, I work with a couple of different producers,
okay.
two or three. You know, right now I'm trying to branch out though. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work with different, so I'm always down to work with different people, do different projects, you know what I'm saying, try different things. That's why, okay. you know what I'm saying, in most of my music, everything is versatile. You might get an R&B track right. here. You might get like an Afrobeat type of joint here. You might get a hip hop record there. So, you know what I'm saying? I just try to keep it versatile for the fans and everybody.
Right. Because the versatility is definitely, you know, I believe that's key, you know, for an artist. Because when you're able to do a lot of different types of things, I believe it helps. You know, it helps separate you from a lot of other artists out there that's just stuck by doing one thing. You know, when you're
oh,
able
no,
to
always.
Be
you know what I'm saying? Because,
do, you know.
Right. Because, you know what I'm saying? That one lane might not always work. And then, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have nothing to fall back on or nothing to switch it up to, it can get pretty tricky and pretty hard for artists. And, you know, that's why sometimes some artists might just be a one-hit one because they don't know what else to come with after that because they don't know anything else.
Right. Excellent. See, I think that's great. So we covered the, we always ask about the production because some people, you know, when they're stuck, you know, like doing like with a certain amount of people that does their production, they don't really want other people. So usually when people listen to the show, they're like, all right, well, you know, we can definitely help, you know, artists. We can't GQ Palace as far as the production, but, you know, there's other people that always want to send in beats. You know, they want to sell beats. They want to say, okay, well, listen to this and let's see what you can do. You know, sometimes it's something that you can use. Sometimes it's something that you can't. You know, it depends up to you of what, you know, what you're trying to do. So definitely that's, you know, I agree that that's very important. So have you tried any acting at all? Is that anything you want to do or?
Definitely I have always loved acting, you know what I'm saying, movies, you know what I'm saying? I've always thought about it. Definitely open-minded to it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know the music ain't going to be forever. So, you know, if I can just get my foot in the door, you know, have fun with it and maybe transition into something else that I might be doing, then, you know, that's always a plus in my book. So I'm always open-minded, and I definitely look for the acting. I would definitely like to do some acting.
Excellent. Yes. See, now, we do have a couple more. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just making sure y'all could hear me because I was going for a little while.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Continue, Storm. Okay.
So on your website, you do have other songs that's up there. Is there any one that's up there that you want us to play, or you want to just keep it, you know, with what we have?
We can keep it with what we got, man. I have so much music. There's times that somebody might play a song for me, like one of my members, and I'm like, that's me? And they're like, yeah, you don't remember making this song? And I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I literally write so much, and like I have dozens of songs that are already done and recorded that haven't even been heard, plus the ones that I have written. It's just, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And now let me ask you, where are you from?
I'm from Broward County, Hollywood, Florida.
Okay. We had one of the ladies send a message. Like, where is he from? Like, he looks familiar. I'm saying to myself, no, I don't think so. But let me just ask the question. What did you say, Rick Tony?
I was asking Picasso. He's originally from Jersey, or he's from Hollywood.
No, I was, like I said, I was born in Teaneck, New Jersey, but me and my family moved down to Florida when I was like 1 or 2 years old. So basically, I'm a Floridian, but like I said, I was born in Jersey, and like I said, my whole family from New York. Like I said, my old boy is from
right.
the Bronx, my mom's from the Bush, so, you know what I'm saying, the whole family's from NY, so shout out NY, you know what I'm saying, nothing but
excellent. Now, how do you balance?
Florida life?
Huh?
He said you're loving that Florida life. You sound far away, which money? Picasso, he said that you're loving that Florida life. Like in Florida, you're loving it?
I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I could be good anywhere, but you know what I'm saying? I guess being down here, living down here, and, you know, going through the lifestyle, it definitely made me who I am, and it definitely made me have to go through what I went through in order to become who I am. So at the end of the day, man, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So how do you balance as far as, like, your everyday, you know, work life and the music career? How do you balance that?
Other than the music, I don't have a life. You know, I barely have time for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I barely have time for my personal self. So, and you know what I'm saying? For me to have time for anybody else, it's not fair. So, you know, even my, like, my own family's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? It would be nice to see you a little bit more often. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I'm out here trying to get this back. You know what I'm saying? Trying to put in the work.
Yeah, you want to grind. Yeah.
Right.
You want to grind. Wow. Okay. All right, so the show that you do have, I think you said, what was it, October 29th, I believe, the show that you have, that you're opening up for?
Yes, ma'am,
so
open
you're
up
for you're going to do My Thing? Tell us about that. What you got lined up for that? Or is it a secret?
we haven't locked it in yet, but for sure, Do My Thing will be one of the records. We haven't decided any other ones yet, but for sure, Do My Thing. Be one of the records. Actually, we're actually closing with Do My Thing. But I got like a 9 or 10 minute set on there. So we got a couple other songs that we're going to do, but we haven't locked that in yet.
Excellent. 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 Now, do you, what encouraging words would you say for like another up and coming artist? Like someone that's struggling to get out there, you know, they may have the music, but they don't really know, you know, what to do, where to go. What would you say?
Oh, first and foremost, believe in yourself before anything. Mm-hmm. Because in order for anybody else to believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. Like, you have to want it in everybody around you, and that's what I've learned. You definitely got to have tough skin. And more importantly, don't give up. Don't give up, because you're going to hear about 10, 20 no's before you get a yes. And that's just how this goes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just how the business and the industry goes. But even more so, that's how normal life goes. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody can relate. You're going to hear no a lot of times before you hear yes. So don't ever get discouraged. Just keep your head up high. Believe in yourself and keep pushing, man.
That's right.
Good.
Definitely good advice.
Yeah, I like that.
Definitely good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right about that. Ain't no question. You're definitely going to hear a lot of no's. And you got to be ready for criticism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of artists
you got to have tough skin, man, because they will drag you through the mud, right or wrong, man. Social media and the internet never lose.
You're right.
They're going to drag you. They're going to drag you. So you got to make sure you have some tough skin, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to take that criticism, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they're going to try their best to bring you down. Oh, nah.
They're going to try to eat you alive, bro. They're going to try to eat you alive. It's scary out there, man. Scary hours out there, man.
Mm-hmm. Really is, and it got worse. You know, back then when I was in the music industry, doing my rap and all that, it was bad. You know, because you got people saying this and saying that, but now, oh my gosh, it's like it's on a whole nother level because they just like they shooting you down to the point of trying to shoot you down to your family feeling like, damn, let's go get this dude, man. So, you know.
Yeah. They don't spare nobody, man. That's why social media, man, you know what I'm saying, especially since the Instagrams and the Snapchats and all that, man, it's just, man, you got to watch what you do and what you say. One person can take something you said out of context, and then it just blows up, and now look, man, you viral over something dumb.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's people are quick to picking up that phone real fast and think they're going to text something. And you could just be having a regular conversation and it could just be taken out of context. But people do have to be careful, you know, and just know that, you know, you're an example. Once you're in that spotlight, all eyes on you 24/7. Like, you're just an open book. And, you know, with you, I wanted to ask, you know, how like a lot of artists out there, you know, how they're, once they, you know, once they're really big mainstream, you know, their life is an open book. There's no privacy, you know. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, because, you know, I've been dealing with it, you know what I'm saying, in my normal life. You know, everything I've done or do or was about to do was always put out there. So, you know what I'm saying, maybe not as much to as big of a crowd and as big of an audience, but, you know, somebody out there is always trying to hate on you or put you out there or put your business out there. So, you know, I feel like I've dealt with it my whole life anyway. So, you know what I'm saying, what's
right,
a little
right
bit more? Bring it.
Excellent, excellent. You ready? You ready?
Gotta be. I ain't got no choice.
That's right. Ready or not, you here. Listen, when you're given a second chance, you want to make sure you bring everything 110% at all times.
Oh,
so definitely,
you know,
shout out
to being
you.
It's my last chance, you know what I'm saying? This is what died for me because God did bless me with a second chance, and I get another one after this, so I definitely got to take it and run with it.
Excellent. So, Richmond, I don't know if you have any other questions, but before we end the show, I just want to give you an opportunity to share, like, all of your information, social media, so this way people can go and follow you, you know, on there. You know, they can download the music, if you can give all that information out for them.
Definitely. I'm on IG at Picasso, the O being a zero, _V. I'm on Facebook at Picasso V. I'm on all major streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying, just type in Picasso V, look me up, you know what I'm saying, stream the music, let me know what you think, any feedback and love is appreciated, even the shit talking, I accept that too, you know what I'm saying, any feedback is, you know what I'm saying, most appreciated. Thank you to everybody that's just been, you know what I'm saying, playing my music, all the DJs,
wait.
Stations have been playing my music.
You, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you didn't mention, don't you have a listening party coming up or something?
Oh, I do. I have a listening party on Wednesday, October 20th. Also, yeah. Woo.
Okay.
See, boy, Angelo's going to get on me by you don't get on my ass about that one. Damn, Picasso. But yeah, man, I just got a virtual listening party on the 20th, you know what I'm saying, with Vertigo DJs. I'm playing a couple tracks from the EP. So, you know what I'm saying, just to get a feel, you know what I'm saying. And I'm also going to be performing, do my thing live for them, so. I'm saying I'm definitely excited about that, man. I got a lot of things coming up, man. You know what I'm saying, man? It got me busy, you know, which I love, you know what I'm saying, because I'm always trying to
that's
stay focused and stay busy. I'm always thinking about what's next. So I'm always ready to work.
Excellent.
We definitely going to be playing your tracks and all that. Ain't no question. I'm going to definitely try to speak to my man from Nonstop Media. You know, I don't know if you heard of Nonstop Media, Yo Santana. G Capella is affiliated with them.
Okay.
Cuban Links and Mr. Cheeks, you know, it's a showcase, but you get future artists up in there. You know, we had artists on the show. She wanted to go up there and get up for something. Cuban Links. But, you know, we definitely affiliated with it. The next event is going to be on November 6th in Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of flying over that far. I said, oh, wow. That's definitely out there. But, you know, it's a showcase. And, you know, you win $1,000, a bottle of champagne, trophy, studio time at Quar Studio, and come on this radio station, another radio station, we get driven home in a limousine. So, you know, it's kind of worth it, you know. And, you know, DJ's
but you can also
be at this one.
But I think with that one also, right, Rich Money, sometimes, like, say we've had artists that appeared on GQ Palace and they were able to, you know, if you don't want to enter in, you know, you're able to perform, you know, and just, like, showcase your work, you know, not really enter into the showcase if you don't want to, you know, but you're
right,
able to
right
come and, you know, perform. So this way, you know, other people get to see what you, you know, what you got going on. Sometimes, it's, you know, some artists are like, you know what, I don't really want to do the open mic thing, but I'll come and perform, you know, just to get more exposure. Sometimes the artists want to do that as well.
No, yeah, definitely. You know, and you know what I'm saying? That's important for me. You know what I'm saying? That's important for me because, you know, right now I can use any exposure and all the exposure I can get right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't be selfish,
right.
Just do one performance and not the other. So I treat everything
right.
Like a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I treat every event, every
that's
performance like it's a Super Bowl. So.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
So, you know, I'm definitely going to keep you informed about it. So maybe, you know, when you're out there. Whatever.
Nah, you definitely let me know, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if anything, I'll talk to the team. And if we can make it happen, definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'd be honored, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah, because, you know, we have judges like Styles P and I'm with Styles P.
Definitely. Mooney
Love.
Man. The lyrical dudes, man. You got to respect them.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Cheeks, Cuban Links, you know, Coco Chanel, everybody, Jazzy Joyce, the list goes on and on and on. The list goes on. But what I want you to do, like Storm was saying, just give out the information. I know I cut you off about the listening skills, listening advice, so please give out your information.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. I'm on IG at Picasso, the OB and the Zero, underscore V. I'm on Facebook at Picasso V. I'm on all major streaming platforms, man. Y'all go look me up. Check me out, man. Any feedback is appreciated, man. I just want to thank everybody that's been fucking with me, man, playing my music, showing me of all the radio stations, DJs, the whole Double Exposure team, Angelo, Kevin, everybody over there. Thank you, my family. You know what I'm saying? And most importantly, because without him, ain't none of this possible, man. And also, you guys, man. Thank you guys for having me tonight, man. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
No doubt. And if you want to,
no problem. Anytime.
You can see, and I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the show, but you see everybody that came on, Elias and Kevsky from the Get Fresh crew and all of them. They sent in a drop, so we want to send in a drop. You know what I mean? Feel free to do that too, so we can throw you up there. You know what I mean? So we start the show. You know.
Okay.
Everybody know. So it's up to you. You know, we don't force you, but you just ask. You know. You want to send a drop? Feel free. Just definitely put it up there.
All right, I got you.
All right. All right. So this money, you ready?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right.
Well
so
done,
the
Divas, Kings, and Queens. Mm-hmm. It was a great show. You want to thank Picasso. Definitely thank Picasso for coming in. I better give his music to him. Definitely. You know, I'm a person on the radio. I got a person. Now, this is no joke, baby. For real, for real. It ain't no joke. Do my thing, definitely taking it to another level. Storm, you want to say what you got to say?
All right. So, Picasso, was a wonderful show. We do thank you. You know, have your people reach out to us here on GQ Palace, and we'll definitely, you know, make the necessary, you know, events happen for you. You definitely have, you know, new fans here on GQ Palace Radio. It was a wonderful show. Wonderful show, wonderful artist. He's definitely going places. So definitely shout out to him and shout out to his team. Have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to talking to you guys next week. We do have a show on Wednesday night with the Diva Squad. I Love Fantasy. Check us out. Same time, same place. Well, time is 8 o'clock. Phone number is the same, 563-999-3577. Have a blessed and safe week. Look forward to talking to you guys next week. God bless.
Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice. with your baby bubble, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the pussy, that ass is getting fatter. Let that nigga play daddy, make moves with me. I done kept this motor real, boo. Can't lose with me.
True.
Dirty smacked you, cause you said my name when y'all was sex. Ran up on this cat, he thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that. So he gon' have to get that dress on GP. Try to creep me,
what?
See that nigga sleepy. Gonna strip for you, and that's your kid's daddy. I ain't gon' send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy. But let him know. Never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150 C Joe. Get that. Come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back. Fuck, fuck for L, forget that.
What type of game is being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now. If you with me, you what? Nigga trying to give me enough. Niggas on this morning, give me the bug. What type of game is being played? How's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now.
Digging a move, cause she's cool, win or lose, whoever she choose, gets the dues. Respected, not expected, but it's given cause it's real. Being neglected's the norm, expected, the deal.
True.
Lie, cheat, and steal for me. Put something in the nigga's wig if you spill for me. Kill for me, still with me, cause we get down like what? Told you from the door, it ain't all about a nut. I'm gonna be big, trying to be there, we gon' see this. Hit me with the question, boo, that answer gon' be.